Blog Talk Radio.
We are live on the Mizzy Show. It is Saturday, March 29th, 2014. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here with my co-host, Dee. How you doing tonight, Dee?
I am great. Hello, everybody.
Right now, we don't have any people in the queue, but let's just get started by talking about what our topic will be about tonight, which is pet problems.
Pet problems and how to solve them, or how we try to solve them.
Yes. We don't know if they'll always work. But
no, it doesn't always work. And before we even get started, if anyone's listening or does listen to this, by no means are we experts, or do we say that we know exactly how to solve pet problems. These are just our experiences with our pets and stuff that has worked and stuff that hasn't worked and things that we're trying that maybe we hope that will work for us. So we don't want you to think that we're experts in trying to give you specific information on how to solve your pet problems. We're just telling you what happens with us.
Yes, thank you for getting that disclaimer out of the way.
You're very welcome.
No,
no, please
don't call
know.
In thinking
we don't
that
know sometimes either. We just try to get it right.
Yeah, and I'm actually having a pet problem right now that I am trying to get right.
Yes,
and,
you are.
Yes. Oh, gosh. My darling Missy, she's having some TTing issues.
our Missy's having the TT problems right now.
Yes, and right now because of that, Missy isn't at home with me right now.
She's on vacation.
You know, Missy has to go to her grandmommy's house for a little while.
She's visiting her pet cousins.
Yes, because right now she's kind of having some issues. She's been litter box trained since the time she was a little bitty kitten, but from time to time she has these forgetful moments, and she has the forgetful moments on the carpet, and that's not good. So,
mm-hmm. Yes, you just moved into a brand new home not too long ago.
Yes, so, and everything was fine. Everything was good until, like, Christmas time, and it was something about once the tree went up, she kind of picked that spot to want to go and pee-pee in. And I don't know why, because we've had the tree up in other places before and it never happened. So I don't know, but who knows the mind of a cat? Who can figure that out?
Who knows? I mean, it could be because you're in a new house. It could be because there's something going on with her, you know, maybe during the day, maybe there's something's happening during the day or something. Who knows what this problem is? You guys have tried numerous things to help her, you know, kind of get her out of this. But, you know, with pets, you just kind of never know. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm just hoping that maybe this time away, her little vacation will help her. You know, we've been trying different things on the carpet. I've heard so many different things. I know the regular carpet cleaners don't really work because that just kind of tries to cover the odor, but it doesn't necessarily really work. They can still smell it even if we can't.
Yeah.
So I've heard some things with mixing vinegar with water on the carpet, which is actually something that I've tried today. So I guess we'll see how that goes. I've heard things about baking soda. You know, you hear so many different things, and
I'm trying to research. If there's anybody out there who's listening who does listen to the show, and if you want to leave us maybe a comment on our page, to let us know, you know, please feel free, because as we say, we are not experts and we are trying to figure certain things out with our pets. So if you have something that has worked, maybe, if you would just like to leave us a comment on our page, we would be most grateful.
Hey, please, and anything that can help, because my poor husband, he's just...
I know, he's a trooper, bless his heart. I don't think, he's never really had pets, has he? He's never really had pets, so...
He's only had outdoor pets the few times he has had pets. And we briefly had a little puppy at one time. Well, not a little bitty puppy. I guess it was about 8 weeks old. And it sort of just, the minute we got it home, it just started peeing everywhere. And both of us were working really busy schedules, and unfortunately we ended up having to return the little puppy back to the shelter. He was a shelter dog that we adopted briefly, and we had the dog for a couple of days, and that was, like, really, really heartbreaking. But I was working really long hours. He was working long hours, so we really didn't have the time to properly potty train the puppy.
And it's great that y'all were responsible enough to know that, you know, before it even got to, you know, bonding with him or what have you, even with that little short time, I know that you guys bonded with was his name Jack, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Jack. Yeah.
Y'all bonded with Jack enough to where even just having to take it back, it was very emotional and traumatic and everything. But I applaud you for being very responsible for recognizing that, you know, hey, this is something that's a little bit beyond us right now, so let's give Jack back. I'm quite sure Jack is probably, you know, a big dog right now in a loving home and just getting all the love and treats and attention that he could possibly get.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I'm sure that, you know, he's probably much better off if he ended up with some people who really had the time, you know, to really put in to him and, you know, get him to that point he needed to be, you know. And I would have loved to have been that person, and I still have a picture of Jack, and I look at him from time to time, and, oh, he was so cute. He was a special little guy.
To focus on our topic about pet problems, I know that some people probably sometimes have issues with not having time, you know, to spend that time with the dog, and then the dog acts out or the cat or something acts out because not having you know, the attention that they need.
Right.
I think I've spoken about my sister. Y'all know about my sister. She lives in Texas. I think I talked about her last show. I'm not sure.
Did our show about pets. Past and present. Yeah, we did discuss her.
Past and present. I spoke about my sister. She has two dogs. She has a Cocker Spaniel named Maggie and another little dog who's still, we don't know what he is. He's a little mixture of something, but his name is Nick. Nichols, actually. We call him Nick for short. And one of the problems she had before Nichols came along was that they felt kind of guilty about leaving Maggie at home by herself during the day all the time. So, And they worked a lot, and you know, when they came on the weekends, they didn't get enough chance to spend a lot of time. So one of the ways that they solved that problem was that they sought out pet daycare. And so they also, I mean, it was kind of twofold. They sought out pet daycare, but they also kind of brought Nick into the picture so Maggie could kind of have, you know, a playmate and somebody to keep her company during the day, which turned out to be really, really well. But then they still felt guilty because they were like, you know, they're at home all day, kind of, you know, crated away from everything and till they could come home and kind of let them out. So they thought, well, let's look to see if we can find something for them to do during the day and on the weekends and pet daycare. Let me just tell you the story she told me about them. All you have to do is say you want to go to daycare or you want to do something. And they lose their mind because they love it. They go there for all day. They don't necessarily, and they go there also when they go out of town. So it's a familiar place for them. When they go out of town, they can go there and stay. But just if they want to give them, like, a release for the weekend, they can take them for one Saturday. They take them there, and they go there in the morning, and they get to go and play with all the other dogs in their size, the size that they are. So they're not with, like, big dogs or anything like that. And they take them out, and they let them play, and then they let them sleep, and then they let them eat, and then they let them play again. And so by the time they get home, all they really want to do is go sleep. All they really want to do is just, they're like, we've had a great time, Mom and Dad. You know, you just put us in that little crate, and we'll see you tomorrow because we're tired. She says all they do is when they get back home is sleep because they have had a full day completely.
And see, that sounds like such an awesome option to have. That sounds really good, you know. And with Missy, I think one of the issues with her is that we didn't really get a chance to get her properly socialized because my niece found her when she was such a little bitty kitten, and I think she might have only been like 2 or 3 weeks old. And because she was taken away from her brothers and sisters so early, you know, she wasn't raised around other cats. And even the vet had recommended that we get another cat or two maybe for her to be with, but that just wasn't going to happen with my husband. That wasn't an option. You know, she's pretty antisocial now, so I don't know how things might have gone had we had another cat, you know, around for her.
Yeah, I mean, socialization is important. Like with Boomer, my dog, that's a past dog, but he's always present in my heart.
you know, he was a rescue dog, and he was taken away from his mom just a little bit earlier. I would think that he could have probably stayed with her a little bit longer, and it would have been a little bit better for him. But and he didn't really get socialized that much either, because we would have him socialized as far as we would take him to the vet and different things like that, and we would go to the park. We try to take him to the park and get him socialized, but he was kind of like, okay, either I like you or either I don't like you. It was one of the two, either I like you or I don't like you. And the ones he didn't like, we kind of had to bring him away from. So socialization for, I think, animals and things like that is very important, because it just helps them to adapt to being around other dogs and cats and gets them used to that. So that's a great point. That's a good point about socialization.
Yes, but one thing I can say in remembering Boomer, he liked me a lot. I just remember being pinned against the wall. One day I came over to your house, and he hadn't had his nails clipped, and I always have that memory of him pinning me to the wall and his nails cutting into my stomach.
He had not had his nails trimmed. That it was time for him to go and get his nails trimmed, because he would go regularly. Because with him, sometimes he would let us trim his nails, but it would always make me nervous, because, as you know, if you've ever tried to clip your own pet's nails or whatever, it can be, you have to be kind of precise with it, because if you go too close to the, you know, to the nail bed there, you can nip it and they'll start to bleed, and that's traumatic for me. So we would just take him to the vet and let them do it, because it was just easier and I could sleep at night, because if I clip his and he yelps or something, it just makes me feel bad. But that particular day, he wanted to say hello to you, Jay, and so he sort of pinched you up against the wall, and that was a problem. We tried to actually work with him jumping. A lot of dogs or animals might jump up on people that come in. And so for us, we noticed that was a problem.
And Boomer was a big dog. That's the thing. Yeah. He was large.
Yeah, we didn't know that he was going to get that big. We didn't think he was going to get that big. We were told that he wasn't going to get that big. But, yeah, he could put you there. He could put you on the wall. You know, I don't think he was ever where he would, you know, you would feel like he was going to do something to you, but he was just happy.
Oh, yeah, he was such a sweetie pie. He was so friendly. No, I never took it in an aggressive way at all. He was just,
he was just happy to see you. He wanted to just show you, hey, I love you. But we try with him, with the jumping thing, we try a technique where if the dog jumps up on you, you immediately turn your back and you show them no attention, you show them no response and no anything with him. And it sort of worked for a while. It worked for a while, but you would turn your back with him, and he would sit there, and he would think, and with him, he was so smart, he would get to the point where he's like, well, I'll just come around that way. So you would literally be turning in a circle, and you would be like, I'm so dizzy.
He's like, I give up. Just jump on me. I give up.
Like, oh, just whatever. He got to the point where you were just like, okay, all right, okay, maybe we'll find a different way to deal with this, because he was just to the point where he was like, well, I just come around this way, and you would literally, like, you were dancing with the dog, because you would be spinning, and he would be coming around, and I'm just like, okay, let's skip this part, whereas this is not going to work, so.
That's a good title for a book, Dancing with the Dog.
Dancing with the Dog. Can't you see it? Can't you see it?
You know, I thought about another issue with pets that you once shared with me regarding Boomer and wanting to go in the garbage can, like if he smelled food or something in the garbage and he sort of tear it up. You want to sort of share with everybody what that was like?
Well, with Boomer, oh, bless his little heart, Boomer, I know all dogs like food, and all dogs are for lack of a better word, greedy, and they like to eat food. But with Boomer and food, I think if he was a person, he would be a foodie. He would be because he just loved the whole thing of going in the trash can, and he would just go to the trash can and put his little head in there, and he would pull out stuff, and you would try to, you know, I think at one time we had a trash can where, I can't remember. We had so many different ones. I think at one time we had a trash can where you could just kind of push the little door, you know, like the little swinging door.
Yeah.
And he would realize, like, you would take the food and you would throw it in the trash can, and he would kind of, like, sit there and look.
and just kind of look at the trash can and be like, oh, they just put some yummy stuff in there. Because he knew we would try to keep him out of the kitchen, but because our kitchen is kind of connected to our den, it was kind of hard because he would be in the den, but then he would lay halfway the border. So it was like, okay, I'm in the den, but I'm not in the kitchen. So he would see you when you would put the food in there. And so he would go and he would stick his little head in there and he would, anything that he could go by there, and it was sort of like a little drive-by quick thing he would do. He'd stick his head in there, he would grab out the tissue, and he would run with the napkin. And he would just sit there with it between his paws, and he would tear it up. And he would tear it up, and you're like, oh, man, you don't want to walk up there and try to take it away, because that's the worst thing you kind of do with a dog, is take away something that they've claimed as their own, because you never know how they're going to respond.
Yeah, they're territorial.
Yeah, very. And so with him, he was just sneaky. He was a very sneaky dog. And the trash can was just like, you know, like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for him. It was just full of all kinds of yummy smells. And if he could find a way to get his little self over there and get his nose in there, snatch out a napkin that you wiped your mouth on, oh, he was all over that. He would do like the little walk-bys on the table. He was just sneaky because he would watch you. He was very, very observant, we learned. And if you had, like, a paper towel that you had, you know, put on the table, he would just kind of come by like he's coming by to get a little pet. And then as he's walking by, he just kind of put his face down, put the napkin, and keep on going. And I'm like, are you serious?
And would he eat the paper towel?
He would eat it completely. And he would, and then we would it would revisit us later on.
Yes, we know how.
It wouldn't be gone for long because it would revisit us later on. And the first time that we got him and it happened, because, you know, he was the first dog that we actually had where we actually went out and got the dog. We had a lot of other dogs, but they sort of found us. But he was the first one we actually went out and we were able to see all of his behaviors and see him, you know, living and growing and everything. And so the first time that he had his first full paper towel and ate it, and we didn't realize that it would actually come back. So we were out with him out in the yard. I was out with him out in the yard, and I'm like, boy, it's just like he's, you know, concentrating really hard. Lo and behold, it came back to visit us, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Well, at least it came out. You know,
it came out. I've been waiting for that because, you know, some dogs, they eat things that get lodged, and you have to go to the vet and get them, you know, certain things because you don't know that. And with him, he loved the paper. He just loved the paper. And he would eat it, and then it would come back and visit us, and it would come back the hard way. So it was just cause, and I was thinking, I told you not to eat that paper. I told you. He would just had his look on his face like, I'm so sorry. I won't do it again. But, yeah, Boomer had all kinds of pet problems and pet little situations he would get himself into.
Yeah, and then remember the phase we went through where he was just bringing you stuff? You said you'd be out walking him or whatever, he'd sort of disappear, and he'd bring you like a dead bird, or he'd bring you different things.
Bless his little heart, and I don't know if any other people have experiences with him, but he discovered that he could go and get things, and he was, I mean, we sort of named him the Klepto of the neighborhood because Boomer would go out, and he would just go kind of like wandering around the neighborhood, and probably wasn't a bad thing, which we did stop him from going out by himself, but when he was younger, we would let him go out into the neighborhood and just go out into the little wooded area we live in, and he would go out, and he would come back, but sometimes he was a very thoughtful dog, and he would bring us back gifts. And one day, we were sitting on the patio, and he went out, and he was coming back, and you're like, what does he have in his mouth? And lo and behold, he brought us back a dead little, I think it was a squirrel, or what was left of a squirrel, or something. It was half, it was gone, whatever it was, because you could smell it. But he was so happy.
No.
He was being, and it was like, look what I brought for you.
And you're like, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's an early Christmas.
You had a birthday, and I forgot about it. It's a future belated gift. And you don't, and I guess, you know, a normal person would be like screaming and be like, oh, my God. But I'm like, oh, thank you. And it was a dead something.
Oh, my gosh, because I remember you told me he brought you back some type of animal skull one time or something.
Yes, he brought back. That poor baby brought me back so many things. He brought me back an animal skull, which there was nothing left on it, this particular gift, but it was a skull of some animal, and he brought it back, and he was like, here. And it's always like, here, Mama, I brought this to you. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Thank you so much. That's really what I wanted. Thank you.
Yeah, he was one of the, and he would bring back some, I mean, he would bring back little kids' shoes from the neighborhood, which probably got left outside or something. He would bring those back. He would bring back the kids' toys from up the street. We would have numerous Sunday papers, which if you're living in our neighborhood and you happen to live, you listen to this show, and you were missing your Sunday paper for like a couple of Sundays, it was at our house, and then we were too embarrassed to bring it back to you. Don't buy it to us. So, yes, I will confess to the crime that my dog stole your Sunday paper, and I was too embarrassed to bring it back to you.
And but you know, what is it with animals with kleptomania? Because Missy went through a phase.
Did she do that? Really? Did she? I did not know that.
Not so much bringing us, like, animal parts or anything, but she would steal credit cards. And she,
at least she stole something that could get her somewhere.
What I mean is, I just remember my husband. He was looking for one of his credit cards. He could not find his credit card anywhere. And the last place he'd had it was like laying on the bed. And he was just looking, and then something just said, "Well, look under the bed." And he found out that Missy had been stealing things. She'd been hoarding, and she had taken his credit card along with some other stuff that we discovered that was missing, and it was under the bed.
She's a hoarder. I don't know. You know,
what,
I never knew.
What cat does this? I've never heard of it. And then she was a kitten. She was stealing.
Exactly, because I know about dogs, and, you know, because Boomer would steal just anything, and he would bury, you know, whatever. But I never knew about cats, like, stealing stuff.
I didn't either. And she would just, because we'd see her up in the bed. She'd jump on the bed. But, you know, we didn't know that she was, like, sort of knocking stuff down and sort of just taking it under the bed with her. And she just thought they were toys, and she would take things under the bed.
Were y'all missing maybe stuff and wondering, I wonder where this is?
Yeah, and it always seemed like it was mostly stuff that was his. Because I know either she had one credit card or two, but she had a couple of little small items, but they were up under the bed in our spare room. And we discovered them, and we found out it was Missy being a kleptomaniac.
Missy! Oh, but you know what? At least she stole stuff that could get her somewhere. She stole credit cards. That's my girl.
How was it going to get her anywhere? She can't swipe it.
Hey,
what she going to do?
What's a dead animal skull gonna get you? Well, how far that's gonna get you? At least somebody would stop the car for a cat with a debit card. I would stop the dog with a skull. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe he was trying to do some type of ritual with you. I don't know.
He probably was. Like, I got a skull. You get the fire in the bones. No, I did not know that cats kind of, like, stole stuff. Like,
we didn't either. We didn't. I knew monkeys would. You know, I would see the little monkey on TV, the little organ grinder monkey, and you could, like, train him to, like, steal stuff, but I had no idea that my cat would do it.
That's so cool. That is so cool, though.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Missy, go. I don't know why I'm cheering her on.
Don't encourage her, even though she doesn't do it anymore now.
I just like the fact that she stole credit cards, because, I mean, I'm quite sure there were other things that she could have gotten, but she picked the credit card. So I'm like, there's some logic there. There's some smart here. There's like, you know what? This could probably get me somewhere. I don't quite know why, but I'm going to take this.
Well, I guess it's better that she was stealing our credit cards than stealing someone else's. So, hey,
you know,
I get in trouble for that. You know,
he kept it in the family. My dog, he stole other people's stuff. He stole the neighbor's
But he did it for a higher purpose, for a good cause.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't know if your neighbors would agree with that statement, but, hey, he tried.
No, they probably wouldn't. I'm sorry. Sorry, neighbors. So sorry.
And before we run out of time, I once again want to give a big shout-out to my buddy over in India. I want to make sure you hear it this time. I hope you heard it on the last broadcast. I later found out maybe you didn't hear it as clearly. But big shout-out to Sarvat over in India. Brother, we love you. Thank you for listening. You know,
thank you for the comments.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for following the show. Thank you for the support, man.
We love you.
We
and
love
all the
you, Sarat.
Shit loving people over in India. We love you too.
Yes, yes. And hopefully we have some India listeners. Hopefully we have a lot of listeners, even though nobody's called in. But we're still new. We're still new, so we have
time. We're still new, and we're still, you know, we. I know people are probably wondering, you know, hey, who are these people? Maybe they've listened and they still haven't called in. It's okay. We have our own party together.
Yeah, yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we're still working on things, and I promise I'm getting some theme music. I was working on that tonight. But my computer wasn't exactly cooperating. But I'm going to get some theme music. The Missy Show is going to have theme music. Just say
she's going to have diva theme music. I think her it's going to be like Eartha Kitt. It's going to be jazzy. I see her theme music. Like Boomer's theme music, if he had theme music, it would be just sort of like quirky. Kind of like cartoonish. I see Missy having sophisticated, Eartha Kitt, jazzy, bluesy kind of music.
Well, you said she was sleek. You know how she has that pose where she's sort of laying on her side. And
you know, she gives you that side pose of like, yeah. Yes,
I've
got to
put some pictures up.
She is
have her picture on the main screen, but we have to
that does not do her justice. I mean, that's a gorgeous picture. She is a gorgeous, gorgeous. When I first saw her, I told you she was, like, just exotically gorgeous. I have never
You were the first person to say that because everyone else was kind of trying to hint that she was ugly. You know, she just was unique.
You know, I think she is one of the most beautiful cats I have ever seen, especially her face, but when it has, like, the checkerboard kind of patchwork kind of thing going on because it's, like, perfectly, like, there's, you know, it's perfectly aligned with different kind of patterns on each side of her face. I love that. I love
it's
that.
Perfectly
she's, like,
symmetrical.
Yeah, she is, like, one of the most exotic cats I've ever seen. She is such a diva. I'm telling you.
Well, that's so sweet of you to say thank you so much. Thank you. And I think
it.
She grew nicely into her face because at first, you know, she sort of, my husband said she reminded him of a possum when she was a little bitty kitten with that big stripe in her face. She reminded him of a possum.
She is just like, I mean, she is just, I mean, all cats have that, you know, that sort of, you know, kind of air and sophistication. I just think, I don't know, maybe it's just me and how I see cats or whatever, but with Missy, she's just, I think if she, you know, she is a diamonds and champagne kind of a cat. I don't see her drinking beer or no offense to the people who drink beer, but I just think she would be a champagne kind of, you know, top shelf kind of cat.
Yeah, Cristal or something. I don't know.
There you go. You know,
very finicky. She's the most finicky. Well, cats are finicky anyway, but I think she's even more finicky than a typical cat.
Exactly. She just has this air about her, like, you know, all cats have that thing, but I don't know. There's just something different about the Miss. There's just something different about her. Maybe I'm biased because, you know, I know her and I love her, but there's just something different about the Miss. I just see her walking across the floor in a pair of stiletto heels, you know, a nice, like, you know, robe or something with some flowers or feathers or something on it. I just see, you know, she's just in a different class.
She's in a class all by herself.
All by herself. And she's on a vacation now, so hey.
She's on vacation, and I'm hoping that, you know, she can come back soon.
She will be back soon. There will be
maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. We'll kind of see. We're just trying to get the house back together and stuff before we bring her back. But hopefully this vacation will have kind of given us all a reset.
It will. Everybody will get a reset, you know, and when she comes back, I think she's had an opportunity to kind of be away for a little while. So I think everything will be fine.
Yeah, I think so too. I was trying to see, did we leave anybody out? Shout out to your sister. Hello,
sister,
if you ever listen to the show. You should get her to listen to the show.
Woohoo! Maggie Nichols. We love you too.
Well, I think we are nearly out of time. I just wanted to thank we want to thank everybody for listening and supporting us, and hopefully we'll get a bigger fan base as time goes on. And the time goes by so quickly.
It does. You like you start. Maybe we were talking too much, but that's what you're supposed to do on a radio show.
I think we sort of stayed on topic. Maybe at times we didn't, but I think for the most part we stayed on topic. We discussed
how
the problem.
We do it.
Yeah.
How we do it.
That's how we do. Well, at any rate, thank you, listeners, for being tuned in, and we will see you next Saturday on the Missy Show for a brand new topic, and we'll come up with that topic in a little bit.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.